You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on KXL.
Okay, welcome back. As we mentioned off the top of the show, we've been looking forward to this segment for some time. It's been a while since we've talked to Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. You talk about a guy who's been a little bit busy the past summer here. It's good to see you again, Joe. Kind of fill us in. What's going on?
Well, thanks, Brian. Great to be back on the show here this weekend.
Yeah, good to see you.
Lots been going on. There's market improvements, you know, every month. If you look at what the apartment market has been doing here in Portland, again, top of the charts with all the rankings in the country. It's one of the best places to invest in apartments, and it's been keeping us quite busy the last six, 7 months of this year.
Yeah, you look at what's going on from a demographic standpoint. The residential market took a huge hit and continues to. We see foreclosures spiking. We'll talk more about that later in this hour with Nick Shivers, our residential expert. But you see a lot of people who are moving out of their homes. They still need a place to live, and they're living in apartments, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, just to go over a couple of statistics here for this year alone, just to give your audience update on what's happening with the apartment market. You know, year to date, there's been about 115 transactions, which is actually up about 66% from last year this time.
Wow.
So there is a lot of movement in the market for investors. Units sold, again, up 54% compared with last year's year to date. Sales volume up 54%. Now, here's what's interesting, though. If you look at statistics, the average price per unit on a sale hasn't changed from last year.
Okay.
So you got all this demand on the apartment market for renters. You have a lot of increased revenue going to the apartment market because of the increased rents.
Mm-hmm.
The average price per unit is still about the same as it was last year. So great time to continue investing in the apartment market. If you look at where the market is going on, you know, compared to the country, Portland still is one of the top two in vacancy. That means the lowest vacancy rates in the country. We have a 3.8% vacancy rate here in Portland.
That's amazing.
It is. And there's a lot of contributing factors to that. But when you look at the market as a whole, again, we've talked about this several times on your show. You have no new construction. Portland is one of the lower, you know, priced cities in the West Coast to live. So you have a lot of people coming here.
Mm-hmm.
It's thriving. I saw a report that stated, you know, Portland is one of the top five to recover well with economic growth as a city.
Good to hear.
Especially between the age bracket of 24 and 35. So the population growth is continuously growing.
And those are apartment dwellers, too. That age range, right?
That is absolutely apartment dwellers. And so when you don't have that supply anymore, you have a tight squeeze on the apartments. I mean, the average vacancy rate when an apartment actually vacates is 5 days. That means the apartment owner has a new tenant 5 days back into that building.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been like that most of the year. It's been improving again, and these numbers are going down, not up. So the market is getting, you know, stronger for the investors. It's not a bubble. It's actually because of these demographic factors of you have a rising population, you have no supply out there, you have a huge demand, and the economy is getting better, and they're stating that Portland is going to be one of the booming economies because of what they're building for the future, for the next 10 years.
We're talking with the top expert in multifamily, Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Been a while since we've caught up, and it would be interesting to see. You mentioned that age bracket 25 to 34-ish. How many people, if you extend that up into even late 30s and early 40s, were burned in the real estate market on maybe the folks that bought a condo in the Pearl for $800,000 or $1 million? And you know, a lot of people are turned off on residential real estate right now and are like, you know what? I can't qualify for a loan, and even if I could, I wouldn't put 20% down, and I'm just going to rent for a while. And there's a lot of people out there, Joe, that are in that boat.
Absolutely there is. And, you know, the Oregonian came out with an article just recently, and it talked about, you know, apartments are hard to come by in Portland and little relief on the way. And when you read the article, it states basically the U.S. Census Bureau tracked this last year that the home ownership rate is 64%. That is the lowest it's been in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there are a lot of people that are renting now that used to own homes nationwide, but more so in Portland, too, especially when you have that demographic shift of 24 to 35-year-olds growing the city here. And a lot of them are moving back out into apartments that doubled up or went into their parents over the last few years.
Yep.
So, and then when you talk about the home purchasing, it's difficult to get a loan these days. There's a lot of people that have good credit or they have a good paying job, but they scrutinize so much on trying to get a home loan that they're not ready to go. And with the talks about where the economy is with the housing industry, some people are waiting. They're looking 12 months out, 18, 24 months to say, maybe I'll buy when I'm sure we hit bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. Which could be another year or two.
Who knows?
I mean, we just don't know. It's interesting, too. You mentioned that in the apartment market where you've got, you've got such a low vacancy rate, 3.8%. Why haven't prices gone up? If you're selling, why haven't we seen the sales prices rising with everything so tight?
Well, you see it in submarkets. Now, the price per unit, as I quoted a second ago, is really the average.
Okay.
And so with the transaction volume increasing every year, what you have is, the averages you got to play into. You probably have a lot of higher sales and you have some lower sales in there because what's happening is people are buying distressed properties that maybe just haven't been run well with management. You had ownership pollution, which, those buildings are going to always sell at a discounted price. But then you have management pollution buildings. Those are the buildings that actually have poor management. You turn the management around, you get better tenants, you get better rents, and you continue to drive that investment at, at a higher scale. When you look at the submarkets out there, because Portland's based on all submarkets, because, First and Main is different than, 200th and Stark, there's no area in town in Portland that's above 5% vacancy rate.
Nowhere.
In greater Portland, no.
I see. That's just incredible.
So when you talk about the average being 3.8, that considers the four-county metro and most of the outer laying areas of the state as well. So, but when you look really at the core of Portland, nothing's above 5.
Yeah, it's a great time to buy apartments. And so many people, too, I mentioned the homeowners that were burned in the residential market. There are a lot of investors, too, that were burned in that market and, picked up single-family homes and realized what a chore it is to, I know a lot of clients who have single-family and have been happy with it over the years, but the folks who jumped in feet first in 2004, 5, and 6 are now underwater in many cases on those investment properties. And you're seeing multifamily really come on strong because it's from a, whether it's a 5 or 6 unit or an 8 or up to a, a 20 unit, it's from a management standpoint, you've got more people to worry about, but I would think it's a lot easier to manage that type of complex than it is 10 residential properties strung out all over the metro area.
There is. And the apartment market is always great to get into. It's an income approach to the value of the building. And you asked why the prices weren't going up. They are going to go up. Income is going up on these properties because the rents are going up. We do have one of the lowest vacancies in the country, but we also have the highest rental increases annually in the country. So renters are paying more here in Portland, and because of that demand on the units, values are going to go up with these buildings as income goes up. Now, you offset it with the expenses. Expenses are going up, too, every year, but the income's going to outrun that. And there's so many other factors that are considered in valuating the property. But if the income's going up, which it is, the value will go up. And so for investors that are first time, and we have a lot of call-ins on a weekly basis that want to get into the apartment, some we can help, some we can't, all based around their capital. But we also have a lot of investors that are moving property because they realize that take their equity, move it to a larger building, better returns, more future wealth. And that's the question we always ask is, is your equity better in the building you're in, or is it better in a better asset, a larger asset? And that's how we help our investors.
And only 1 minute, the segment's flown by, but I want to mention in our next segment coming up, we will talk about the Apartment Insider Report. It will return in December. So if you're listening and you are interested in the multifamily market, this is one of the premier events to attend. That's coming up in December, so still a few months away. But what Joe has done is started a monthly investor series, and this has become hugely popular in the multifamily market. 25, 30, 40 investors per month coming to his workshops with Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Coming up after the break, stick with us. We'll give you more information on the next event coming up, how you can register, not only for that, but for the Apartment Insider Report, the big event downstairs here at the Bing Lounge coming up in December. These guys and gals at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, they have it dialed in the multifamily market. When we come back, you'll learn more on the upcoming events. That's next on Business Briefing.